We begin the current daf, Mesechtas Nedarim, daf Vav. We begin two lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, since the beginning of the Mesechta, we've been discussing the halachas of Yadois Nedarim. And there, as the Mishnah opened up, there are certain categories that have the halachas of Yadois that apply to them. One of them is Yadois of Nedarim, which means to say that if, although when you make a neder, a vow, you have to say a certain sentence which indicates your intention, you have to verbalize that. However, if you say just partial, but from that partial statement we understand what you're trying to say, that the Gemara learns out from a drasha, either from Lindor Neder or Nozer Lahazer, that the Yad, the partial statement, is like the full statement itself, and with that you'll become a Nozer, or the Neder will be a Neder. However, we had a machlekes, Abai and Rav on the previous daf regarding what's the halacha in Yadayim She'enun Mechichis. It's a partial statement, but it's not clear that that's exactly what you're trying to say. It's a vague, ambiguous, does that also have the halacha of Yad or not? Now, Abaye said that everybody, although the Gemara brought a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, which seemingly that is what they're arguing regarding if we say Yadayim She'en Mechichis are Yadayim or not, both Abaye and Rava said that no, each one of the tanoim could hold like me. And therefore, Abaye's opinion, which is what the Gemara's opinion is going to ask on right now, he said, everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, will agree to my opinion that Yadayim She'en Mechichis are always considered Yadayim. Except, as he said regarding Ged, which that's an exception because it says creases and has to be a clear severing of the two parties of the husband and the wife. Now, on that, the Gemara asks Meisvet. The Gemara asks on the Abaye's interpretation from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, if someone says, Harei Hu Alai, he is forbidden on me. It doesn't say forbidden, but he says, he is on me. Or Harei Ze Alai, this is on me. So also then he's going to be forbidden either to that person or to that object. And the reason being is because Neshu Yad LeKarban, because that is a partial statement of which someone says when he's going to make something forbidden on him, like making into a carbon. We say Harei Olai Karban, which is a statement usually said when you're making a neder. Or Harei Zu, when you're saying, also when you're making a nedav, or when you're trying to say something will be forbidden to you, or making like a carbon, which is one way of making a neder, which is being matfested like a carbon. So therefore, the Braisa says that the person is going to be forbidden. Now, on that, the Gemara asks in Abaye, time of Dhamma Allah, it's something from the Braisa. The only reason why it's going to be a yat to create an isra of a neder over here is because he said, harehu, that it is a lie on me. Then who the asr? Then he's forbidden. Avaloy amar alai loy, but if he didn't say on me, if he didn't say the word alai, then he's not going to be forbidden in that thing. Now, the reason being is that the Gemara says tiyuf to debay, this is a refutation of Abaye, because even if you don't say the word alai, most definitely it is a yad, it is a partial statement of what harehu. Harehu what? You say this is hektish, this is a carbon. And therefore, although it's in a mechirach, you're right, it's not clearly, it's a vague, ambiguous statement. It's not like we know the end of your sentence. You could be saying many different things. But at least it's a yad she'ein mechiach. And still the Braisa says that then it's not going to be a neder, it's not going to be forbidden. It's only because you said harehu, a lie. Well, that refutes Abaye. Because Abaye said that everybody agrees that yad, even she'ein mechiach, which is not clear, is going to be considered a yad and is going to be forbidden. But here from the Braisa, it says only if you say a lie. So Amalach Abaye will tell you no. That's not the diuk, the inference you should be making for the Braisa to ask on me. Actually, there's a different inference which you could infer from the statement of the Braisa. Abaye says, "Time of the Amar Alai Hu the Aser." You're right. Because he said Harehu Alai or Hare Ze Alai, that's why it's forbidden. Because Aval Amar Harehu, because if he only said the first two words and not the third one, he says, "It is V'loy Amar Alai," and then he ends off with the words that it is on me. Then possibly, harehu dehafker. Maybe he's saying, harehu hafker, it is onerless. Or harehu ditztaka koma. Maybe he's saying that this is something that's going to go to charity. And therefore, as the Ran explains, without the word alai, it's not even a yad she'ena mechiach to create an iser. Because yad, of it being a partial statement, is only if you say alai. When you say alai, harehu alai, then you still didn't say what you're trying to say. It is on me what? It is on me a joke? It is on me what? So we conclude the statement. We say, oh, that's a yad. That's a partial statement. You're trying to say, harehu alai iser. Harehu alai carbon. There's something over here that you're saying you're trying to create an iser. But without saying the word alai, you're not saying anything, and it's not even a yad. And that's why the Braisa says you need to say alai but it doesn't disprove my premise that I say a yad she'in mechiach is a yad, because without a lie, it's not even a yad she'in mechiach. Now, however, on this answer, the Gemara asks, but v'ha mepeneshu yad lekarpin katani. The Braisa says the reason why it's going to be aser is because it's a yad for a carpet. Now, therefore, as the Ran explains, it doesn't say that you need to have aleha to create it into a yad for a neder. The Braisa is saying that the reason why when you say harehu alai or harez alai is going to be aser is because then you're creating it as a yad, as a partial statement for creating a carbon. Now, as the Ran explains, to create a carbon, harehu, without a lie, is a yad already. And the reason why he says that's a valid partial statement is because many times people who are donating carbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, they just say harehu carbon. It is a carbon. And therefore, you wouldn't need to have a lie. You're right, if it was for a neder, so then how do you know you're trying to say a neder without saying olai? Harehu could mean tzedakah, harehu could mean hefker. But since the Bryce is saying that the reason why this yad is creating an iser is not because of a neder it's creating for a carbon, then you shouldn't need to have olai to have at least a yad she'en a mechiach. And still the Bryce says that you do need to say olai. So obviously, and this is the Gemara's question on Abaya, that obviously the Tana of the Bryce holds that a yad she'en a mechiach, which is at least what this yad is if it's for a carbon, when you say just a rehu, is not going to be a dime. Now that's difficult according to Abaya, who said that everyone, every Tana is going to agree that even a yad she'in mechich is going to be a yad. So on that the Gemara says you're right. Elaim rather say a different inference. Don't infer that harehu, a lie, is going to create an iser, but harehu will not, because it's not even yad she'in mechich, which is not true. We see from the time of the Baisa clearly that since it's a yad for carbon, harehu would be a yad she'in mechich, and still it's not going to work. Rather, there's a different inference to make, which is not going to be difficult on the Baisa. The Baisa is trying to tell you, time of the Amar Alai, the reason why the halacha of the Baisa is what it is because it was talking about a case of harehu alai or harehze alai, that it is on me. Then, what's the halacha? Then it's what the Braisa says, that he's forbidden, but the understanding is, but everybody else will be permitted in this object, because he's only making the neder on himself. But if he just said the first two words of this is, then shnei masurin, actually both, meaning everybody, would be forbidden in this object. And the reason is, since it would be a yad she'en mechiach, as Abaya holds, yad she'en mechiach is considered a yad, and therefore, as the halacha always is by nedarim, that we interpret it in a stringent way, so therefore, in such a situation, everyone would be aser. Because the dilma harehu hektish kama. Maybe what he's trying to say is that harehu what? Harehu hektish. As we said before, actually, that is how people make a neder for hektish. They say harehu hektish. And that's why the Bryce is saying it's only with harehu a lie that only he's forbidden. Because if he only said harehu, actually it would be even more severe. It would be that everybody would be aser, because maybe, since there would be a good case of a yad she'en mechich that's ambiguous, maybe as we have to interpret in the Dharm, a vow in the more stringent interpretation, it means that everybody's going to be aser. And therefore, it's not difficult on Abaya, actually to the contrary, that he understands it to say that a yad she'en mechich would be aser. But the Gemara continues asking on Abaya. Meisvei, you learned the following braisa. If someone says, harei zuchatas, this carbon is a chatas. Or harei zu ashem, this animal is going to be a carbon ashem. So the Braisa says that afa peishu chayev chatas v'ashem, even though this was an individual who is actually obligated, he sinned, and he has to bring a carbon chatas or a carbon ashem. And then he sees this animal sitting and he says, this animal should be a chatas, or this should be an ashem. So that's the time the Braisa says, loy omar klum, he hasn't said anything. The reason being is because, as we're going to see for the next case of the Braisa, he didn't say this should be my carbon chatas, my carbon ashem. And therefore, when you say harizu chatas, harizu ashem, if you say harizu oilo, harizu shlamim, you could bring it as a nedava. But you can't say harizu, which is a term of a nedava, of just donating a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, because the carbon chatas and ashem cannot be brought in a state of nedava. Whereas if he says harizu chatasi, this is my carbon chatas, which I sinned, I have to bring, or harizu ashami, so then if he was obligated in bringing that carbon, and then Dvarav Kayaman, then his words will be valid, and that animal will be the Karmachatas or Kaban Ashim. But the Gemara asks, from the Reish of the Braisa, it seems to be a refutation of what Abaye is saying. Because the first case of the Braisa most definitely is at least a Yad She'en Mechiyach. Maybe it's not clear what you're trying to say. Maybe it's a Nedava you're trying to say because it's saying Arizu. Or maybe it is trying to fulfill your obligation of the Chatas, because since this person is someone that's obligated in the Chatas, obviously you could say, and it's at least a Yad She'en Mechiyach, that he's trying to say this should be my Chatas. And yet still the Tanya of the Braisa says that he didn't say anything. It's not going to be a Yad. So you see that at least according to the Tanya of this Braisa, Yad She'en Mechiyach lo have a Yad, which refutes Abaye, who he said the halacha that Yad She'en Mechiyach is a Yad. So Amlecha Abaye, but I would tell you, Hamani, who's the Tanya of this Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda who we quoted on the previous daf, that he holds that Yad She'en Mechiyach is not a Yad. And that's why he held that by get, it's not enough to say Harayat Matas Chaladam. You have to say and write different things to clearly indicate that this is a full-fledged Yad, that this is going to be a full-fledged get, because Yad She'en Mechiyach is not a Yad. Now, this is Gemara asks, and this is the premise of the whole sugya, but V'Habayu, the Am Abaye said in the previous Tav, he says, I can say and interpret my halacha of Yad She'en Mechiyach is a Yad by Nedarim and all these other halachas, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, although Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not going to be a Yad, so on that Abaye had to explain, because get is different, because it says creases, and which needs to be totally severing the two parties. So that has to be Yad Mechiyach. But everything else, he said, he would agree. Yad She'en Mechiyach is going to be a Yad. Yet here we have a Braisa, not by get, and still we see that Yad She'en Mechiyach is not going to be a Yad. So how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda, if he's saying Rabbi Yehuda agrees to him? So I think Mar says, Hadabe, you're right. Abaye wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda would be like him, but he ultimately retracted, as we see from this braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, obviously, of Yad She'en Mechiyach, lo have a Yad, is not limited to get, and he wouldn't agree to Abaye, and Abaye is only like Rabban. So on that, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Ela Lamas, let's say that Rava, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that Rava is like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, now that we're retracting from what we said in the previous daf, that the two Amayram of Abaye and Rava, who, although it seemed like they're arguing the same Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and we're saying that Abaye is not like also like Rabbi Yehuda, he's only like Rabbanan. So let's retract from what we said, that Rava is not only like Rabbi Yehuda, but even like Rabbanan. And I think Mar says that no. Amalacha Rava, Rava would tell you, I could be even like Rabbanan, as we explained in the previous staff. Because Ad can lekam Rabbanan, Duloy be'ini yidayim mechichas. Where do we find Rabbanan who say that you don't need to have a clearly indicative Yad partial statement, what it is that you're trying to say? That's elegabe get. That's by get. Why? Why is get different? The in the Megarsha says Chaveri. The action itself indicates what you're trying to do, because a man doesn't divorce his friend's wife. So even if the get itself is Eina Mechiyach, but the action is being Mechiyach, Meinei Obey by itself, what it is that you're trying to do. And that's why they hold that it's enough to say Arit Metzal Chaladam, and you don't have to say Minoy, you don't have to say Bedein. Av Be'alma Be'ina Yudai Mechiyachas. But Rava says, even the Rabbanim would agree to me that generally by other contexts, like in the Darim, that of course you would need to have a Yad, a partial statement that is Mechich, that proves what it is that you're trying to say. And again, it's just because get is different. But Abaye is limited, and he has to say his whole opinion is only in Rabbanon, but obviously Rabbi Yehuda would disagree and hold that Yadayim Shein Mechiches is lo having Yadayim. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion of this halacha of Yadis, of when you do a partial statement, that what is halacha is that is as if you said the whole entire statement. Now we said that there's definitely Yad from the Darim and from the Naziris. But Boyer Papa, Papa had the following question. Yesh Yad li Kedushin oy loy? And as Aran explains, the question of Rav Papa is even by a Yad Mechiyach, a clearly indicative Yad, but you didn't do the whole thing. Is it going to be like you did the whole thing or not? Now the question is, as Aran explains, is that although there is no explicit ribui to tell us that for the halachas of Kedushin, that the Yadus of Kedushin are like Kedushin itself, but the question of the Gemara is, do we learn that out as what's called a Mamatzinu, from the Dharm, where we brought sources for the halacha of a Yad, of a Nedar being like a Nedar itself. And we say, just like we find by the Dharm that there's halacha of a Yad, so too by Kedushin. Or do we say that there's no Yad, even if it's a Yad Mechiyach, because maybe the Dharm are different and they're more stringent, because even in regards to words, which is what we're discussing regarding a person's Yad, regarding what he said, even though he didn't say the full statement, by neder, the neder is chal just with the person's words. In contrast to kedushin, where the words itself are not enough to create a kedushin, you have to do some type of an action, either with money, or with a document, or with bia. David, the Rabbi's question was, do we say that just like we find yadis by nedarim and other topics, so do by kedushin, or do we say that not? And that's different because they have certain stringencies in their speech, so we'll extend it even though they said a partial statement, whereas by kedushin you need to do an action, therefore you won't say yad. So the Gemara is hechadami. So what is the case that Rabbi is inquiring regarding if there's going to be halach of yad by kedushin or not? As the Gemara explains, ilim de amalo leisha, if you say the case is Tobma, where he tells a woman, Hareyat Mikudeshesli, he tells one woman, you are engaged to me, which is the common phrase, and he gives her two prutas, two coins. He only has to give her one prut, he gives her two. Ba'amal lechaverta va'atnam, and he tells to her friend who's there also, and you too. So that the Gemara has Peshitta. That's obvious that this wouldn't be a public question, because Haini Kedushin Atzman, that is Kedushin itself. When you give the money and you say, and you too, and there's an extra coin for her, obviously that's asking her, and you're Mekadeshes Lemi, and she has to agree to it, and she does, that's regular Kedushin. That doesn't even require a halacha of Yad. Ella rather, Kugin to Amalo Leisha, rather, case of Toma, where he tells the woman, Harayet Mekadeshes Lemi, you're engaged to me. But Amalo Lechaverta, and he says to her friend, Va'at, and you. Doesn't say Nami. The question is, do we say Va'at Nami? That you too, amal al chaverta, is what he's telling to the other friend, and therefore betavsi ba kedushin al chaverta, and therefore, when the woman says yes, I agree, then she's going to be mekudeshes, and the kedushin will be typhus. And the reason being is, although he didn't give her any money, but her friend, the first woman, received her money for kedushin as a shliach, as the Gemara explains in Maseches Kedushin Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, that a woman could be a shliach for her friend, even where she's going to be her tzara, she's going to be her co-wife for the same man. Now, however, as the Ran explains, definitely cannot be talking about, when the Gemara is explaining Rapapa's question, if he gave a pruta to this woman and then a pruta to that woman. Because that, he says, is definitely understood from the Gemara, that that's not a question for the other option of what va'at means, which the Gemara is going to explain shortly, va'at chazoi. Because even if he said there's no yad for kedushin, but that would be kedushin itself. If you say Harit Mekadesh Asli, and then you give money to the other one, and say Ve'at, and she agrees, most definitely that's regular Kedushin. But it's not. He gave one woman two coins, the other one nothing, and he said Ve'at. So the question is, when he says Ve'at, does he mean to say, and you too? I want you to be Mekadesh to me? Or maybe that no. Ve'at Chazai Omalo L'chaverta, he's telling her friend that you see what I'm doing. Which the Rishonim have a different interpretation. Either you should witness it, or you see if you also want to be want to marry me. But he didn't say, and you also to be mukadeshes to me. Now, as the Ran explains, that although it really doesn't sound like that's what you're trying to say, because it really is a yad mechiach, it's a clear partial statement that you want to tell her, and you, what about you, and you also be mukadeshes to me, because you even gave the other one the extra coin. However, we're still going to say that kedushin will not be tevis in that other woman, because since there's no halacha of a yad, so therefore kedushin will not help, and we'll say that you're trying to say ba'at chazai. In other words, the question is, do we say yad by kedushin or not? Now, on this, the Gemara actually asks, did Rav Papa really ask this question if there's halacha of yadis by kedushin or not? But the Gemara infers from a different statement that Rabbi said to Abaya, that he told Abaya, "Mi sabr Shmuel." He asked, "Does Shmuel really hold that Yadayim she'in mechichas having Yadayim?" And this is in the context of kedushin, which this is brought in first perek in Masechta Kedushin of Heim and Beis. He asked Abaya, "Does Shmuel really hold regarding kedushin that Yadayim that are not mechichas, where it's a vague Yadayim that is going to be considered Yadayim?" Now, Mechlau, what we can infer from his question, that the Svir L'Rapapa, that at least Rapapa himself held, yesh yad l'kedushin, that there is a yad for kedushin, and the fact is, because since he was only wondering regarding taking it even further and saying, what, even by yad she'ein mechiach? Obviously, but a yad mechiach, a clear yad, he held that that's pasha, that it is going to be a yad. So how could our sugya quote Rapapa as asking if you say that there is a halach of yad at all by kedushin or not? So that thing, my answer is no. One from the topic of what Shmuel was saying is what he said to Abaye. In other words, truthfully, as our Gemara brings down, Rav Papa was not sure at all. Maybe there's no yad for Kedushin at all. Meaning when you have like a case that we're describing, we say va'at, and it's a yad mechiach, but do you say yad just by Kedushin, that it is Kedushin too, or do you say like you interpreted something else, like va'at chazoy? Now, however, he couldn't use that as a question on Shmuel, because maybe Shmuel held that there is a yad by Kedushin. But the thing is, what he did ask on Shmuel was a contradiction of Shmuel's opinions of his own. Because on that he asked that even if Shmuel holds that there is a yad for Kedushin, which I'm not sure about, but a yad she'ein mechiach most definitely should not be a yad, because we find Shmuel that says by Nazir that yad she'ein mechiach is not a yad. So he was asking on Shmuel's own opinion, does he really say yad she'ein mechiach is a yad? But he himself says by Nazir yad she'ein mechiach is not a yad. But of course, Rav Papa himself, as in our Gemara itself, was not sure if he even said yad by Kedushin at all. Now, on that, the round concludes this question of Rav Papa by asking that why the question that Rav Papa had by Kedushin? Why is it any different than Gittin? Where according to everybody, as the Gemara quoted on the previous daf, and on daf hey, where Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon both agree that there is a halach of yad by Gittin. Their whole machlikas was regarding yad she'ena mechiyach, but regularly yad. There is by getting, so why is condition any different? So that the Ran says that get is different because there's an action, which is giving the get to her hand, which is more than just a yad. It's you're actually doing the get. Whereas in the Gemara's question over here by condition specifically was where you gave one woman 2 coins, but the other woman you gave nothing, so when you're saying va'at, that yad is not coming with any action. And therefore, the question was, so there, are we going to say yad by Kedushin or not? However, by the case of Gittin, we say that there is a yad, is because you're actually doing an action with that, which is much more than just a yad, and that's why everyone agreed that it is going to be a get. The only question was regarding yad, she'ena mechiyach. Now, that the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara has a few of these where it quotes the question of Rav Papa and doesn't resolve it. By Rav Papa asked, now, as the Ran explains that this is what's called the Imtim Tzalayma, meaning it's a continuation of the previous question. That is, if you say that by Kedushin there is no halach of Yad, so for example, let's say in the previous case of 2 coins to one woman and the other one you say Va'at, that is not going to be Kedushin. Now, the reason is because the Ran explained, do we compare it to Nedarim or not? The reason why Kedushin will not have a Yad is because there's no Hekesh that compares the halachas of Kedushin to Nedarim. We said maybe Mamad Sinu, which is just to compare it arbitrarily, but there's no Hekesh. Now, however, and that is where the Papa's next question is, that Peya, which is the corner of the person's field that has to leave over for the poor, that is compared, as the Gemara will shortly quote in the Pesukim, to the halachas of Nedarim, of when someone's donating a carbon, that maybe, so we'll make a Hekesh, and we'll say that just like by Nedarim and by Karbanis, that there's halacha of Yad, so too would apply to Peya. So the Papa's next question is, yes, yad lepeya or ein yad lepeya? Is there a halacha of partial statements being considered the entire statement for the halacha of peya or not? So the Gemara is heichad. So what would be the case? Ilema de amar hadin ogi. If you're saying that if a person says let this row, now although ogi means a ditch, but as the Ran explains that they would make a ditch for the water for the irrigation around the row, so they called it ogi. So if someone says that this row should be lahavi peya, should be the corner of the field left for the poor people. And then he says, v'hadin namin, this one too. So now the Gemara says, hahi pay mal yasi. That most definitely, when you say, and this too is definitely going to be considered an extension of the corner of the field that you're giving it for the poor people. So rather, kikam ibayle, the question is, if you say yad or not by peya, is kagayin d'amah v'hadin. He says, and this, v'lo amanam, he doesn't say also. So what would be the halacha in that case, since that's only a yad, do you say yad for the halacha of the payer or not? Now the Gemara interjects with a question on what seemingly is the question of Rav Papa. Mechlal, the inference of Rav Papa's assumption is, d'chi omar sada kula to have a payer, have a payer. Sounds like he's trying to say that if somebody says, I want my whole field to be payer, which is really means the corner, but I want all of it to be considered like the corner to give as a for the poor people that they could take it, that it has the halachic status of peya, which has certain ramifications. Now, as Ran explains, that this must be the assumption of Rav Papa's question. And the reason being is because when he first said the first corner, this row, is going to be Peya, it must have the shear of what Peya has to have. The reason being is because if it doesn't, then actually, even if you would say that there's no yad for Peya, partial statements don't work, still you would say by saying that Bahadain and this would definitely be Peya, and there wouldn't be any room for a question for a Papa. Because definitely, if you started making Peya and you didn't get the shear yet, and then you say, and this, of course your intention is to finish off what you started doing to have your halachic shear of Peya. So rather, as the Gemara's question is assessing, that definitely must be that the first row that he had designated had already the shear of Peya. And still, Rav Papa is asking, when you say Vadain, will that also extend that shear and then on even more? And therefore, that sounds like you can make it as much as you want, even if you had the shear ready, which would be even the whole field. Is that really true? So that Igmar says, and yes, that's what Rav Papa holds because of a time you learned this in the Braisa. How do you know if somebody wants to make his whole field the corner of the field, quote, end quote, that he can make it into the halachic of Peya? That's what the Pasuk teaches. The Peya, your field. It doesn't say Peya Shebesatcha, the corner of your field. It says Pa'asatcha, which means to say the Peya could be your whole entire field. So that is an understandable assumption of Rav Papa. But now the Gemara explains what was his question. Do we say kiven the iskish lekarbanos? Since Peya is compared, which the Gemara will shortly quote this, to karbanos, so we say makarbanos yesh lemiyah. Just like when someone takes a vow to bring a carbon, as we said that partial statements work for it. So have Peya yesh liyad. So to Peya will have a yad, and therefore just saying vodain will be considered an extension that you want to make this Peya to. Idilma, or maybe then no ki iskish. When did the pasuk compare and put them together in the same pasuk to compare the halachas of Peya to carbon? That was labal ta'achu de iskish. That was only for the halachas, which is a unique halacha for carbonus, which is actually the context of the pasuk over there that we're going to quote, which talks about not delaying the mitzvah that you're supposed to bring. Now, the Ram points out, although there is a halachic dictum, that ein hekesh lemechza, you can't make a hekesh, or comparing two things only halfway, you're trying to do that over here by saying it's only for bal ta'achu, but not for halachas of yadis. That he says that Peya is different because the pasuk doesn't explicitly mention Peya. It's only, as the Gemara will shortly say, from a drasha that we infer that one of the words is including the idea of Peya in that pasuk. Therefore, you could say that it wouldn't be a full-fledged hekesh, and therefore there wouldn't be a yad, even if it's a mechiach for the halachas of Peya. And so therefore, that's the question, is it a full-fledged hekesh or not? Now, that the Gemara asks, v'hech iskish. Where do we find that Peya is compared to the lochas of Karbanas? So the Gemara says the time, like in the Braisa, as we continue the top of Zayin Medalev, says in the Pasuk in the Varm, that, which this is Perich of Gimel Pasuk of Beis, Pasuk begins, Ki Sidur Neder L'Hashem L'Kecha, when you're going to make a neder, a vow for Hashem Yikad. So Lo Sa'achar L'Shalmai, as we said, the context talks about Baal Ta'achar, you shouldn't delay fulfilling your pledge of the vow for Karbanas. Because Hashem, your God, will seek it, as the Gemara quotes, me'imach, from you. Now that word me'imach, it doesn't say explicitly Peya, but that infers from a drasha that zel leket shekel Peya, that's a reference to the gleanings, which a person would fell down when he was reaping the field, and shekha, the forgotten bundles, and Peya is the corner of the field. Now, as the Rush brings, the reason being is because by all these Matnas Aniyim, by these gifts to the poor, it says, so on the imach, which says the same word, imach. So therefore, when it says in this pasuk, imach, it's a reference to leket shekha peya. So therefore, we have the concept of peya in this pasuk, which is hookish, compared to the locha of karbanis. So the question was, what are we comparing it to the neder of karbanis? Is it for only the halacha of bal ta'ach, which is what the pasuk is talking about? Nor is it going to be a full-fledged hekesh, which would even be for the halachas of yad. And again, the Gemara doesn't resolve this question of Abaya, of Rav Papa, about what's the halacha of this yad. Do we say yad for peya, or do we not say yad for peya?